It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, bright morning, morning.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم has very beautifully mentioned and stated Whoever recites Salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites Salat upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs, means with the shuhada, on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam un par durood jinko kase be kasa kahe un par salam jinko khabar be khabar ki hai subhanallah subhanallah marhaba khushamdeed welcome to one and all to another exciting and lovely episode of our beautiful series known as a bright morning alhamdulillah we make dua may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah and we should make a habit of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment in our lives as Muslimin, as believers. It is our duty to always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Today we will be discussing a very beautiful topic pertaining to this, and that is inshallah the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the excellence and the beauty of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which acts, you know, allow us to obtain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which certain acts, there are many, but which of them take us and distance ourselves from the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah today we will be covering this beautiful topic, and I would like to request one and all, please remain with us, sit back, relax and enjoy. It is a very beautiful topic. We will inshallah be listening to many, many, many virtues and blessings regarding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a believer listens to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his heart, you know, starts having that excitement and that happiness in his heart, because alhamdulillah, it is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as sinful and disobedient people, yes, undoubtedly we are looking for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very, very beautifully mentioned and said that niyatul mu'mini, the intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions. That whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, inshallah, when I hear the name of the pious saints, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whatever the case is. And inshallah, whatever I learn today, I will first and foremost try and act upon it myself, and then I'll pass the message on to others as well, so others can also benefit from the beautiful teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make these good intentions, inshallah. The more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will definitely attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamu alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. As I said, today we will be discussing, inshallah, the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, let's inshallah go towards a beautiful kalam and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And after we have, you know, mesmerized our ears with the beautiful kalam in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah we will be discussing our excellent topic, which is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's all of us listen to this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Maang lo, maang lo, chashm-e-tar, maang lo, dard-e-dil aur husn-e-nazar, maang lo, sabz-gumbad ke saath, آج کی رات ہے یا رسول اللہ یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ سلام نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے ڈھونڈتے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا اے مدینے کے زائر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ مجھ کو یوں مت سنا، دل تڑپ جائے گا، بات بڑھ جائے گی، میرے محتاط آنسو چھلک جائیں گے، یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک، یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک، یا نبی اللہ سلام علیک، یا نور اللہ سلام علیک. ان کی چشم کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر، کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر، ان کی چشم کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر، کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر، ہم کو اقبال جب بھی اجازت ملی، ہم بھی آقا کے دربار تک جائیں گے، یا رسول اللہ، یا نبی اللہ، یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک، یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک، یا نبی سلام علیک، یا نور اللہ سلام علیک. پھر بلا لو مدینے میں عطار کو، اپنے قدموں میں رکھ لو گناہ گار کو، پھر بلا لو مدینے سگے عطار کو، اپنے قدموں میں رکھ لو گناہ گار کو، کوئی اس کے سوا آرزو ہی نہیں، تم پہ ہر دم کرو درود و سلام، یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک، یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک، یا نبی اللہ سلام علیک،
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. What a beautiful recitation, what a heart touching kalam, I would say. And indeed, those people that have the desire and the yearning in their heart to visit the blessed city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can understand, you know, how painful it is, I would say, a sweet pain basically, that, you know, every moment it's like something is, you know, dil mein kuch khatak raha hai, something is poking your heart, and the person wants to go Medina, wants to go Medina, wants to go Medina, Allah, Allah, Allah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, alhamdulillah, the wisest person in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he knows when is the right time to call us to the court, to his august and blessed court, subhanallah. For indeed it is our aqidah and belief that a person might be the richest person in the world. He can have all the luxuries, you know, he can have his own private jet, whatever it is, unless and until the bulawa is not there, the person will never ever go to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, a person has nothing, no wealth, no money, nothing, but the bulawa is there and the calling is there. Then we saw with our own eyes, we have witnessed people that alhamdulillah, the asbab were made, the means and the mediums were organized, and alhamdulillah, people ended up in the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ye bare karam ke hai faisle, ye bare naseeb ki baat hai, you know, these are the beautiful decisions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as a believer, we should always have the yearning and the desire of going in the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Ala Hazrat has very beautifully mentioned, jaano dil hosho khidad sab to Madine pahunche, tum nahi chalte raza, sara to saman gaya. Everything is already there, it is just your heart, your soul, your mind, your presence, your intellect, everything is in Medina. Tum nahi chalte raza, sara to saman gaya. Everything is there. Then what are you doing in Bareilly? You should also go in the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, 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 Allah. And the topic of Madinatul Munawwara is so beautiful that, you know, if we have to start discussing it, it brings tears to the eyes, and we will start, you know, going in detail. And Allah, 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 this discussion is so beautiful that we need lots of time to discuss the beautiful city of Medina. But inshallah, when we have time again, some other time, we'll speak about the beautiful city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So I did say that today we are going to be discussing the special and divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has very beautifully mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us and said, my Khalil Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I swear to the one who has sent you with truthfulness. On the peak of a mountain in the sea, a banda, a slave, a special bondman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years. The length and the width of the mountain were 30 arms each. Allah azza wa jal would take out a sweet canal as wide as a finger, in which sweet water would flow slowly and accumulate beneath the mountain, and would take out a pomegranate from the pomegranate tree every night for him. In the evening, this person would come down. He would come down, make wudu, and would eat the pomegranate, and then would stand for salah. At the time of death, he humbly asked Allah Azza wa Jal to seize his soul in the state of sajda, and to raise him on a day of judgment in the state of sajda. Subhanallah. Alright, so before I carry on, we got an understanding of this personality. Who is mentioning this? Jibreel alayhi salam is mentioning this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the peak of a mountain, you know, in the sea, a bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years. And what was his situation? That, you know, there wasn't any family or wife or children or business and anything. No. The only thing he would do is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, organized his rizq and his sustenance in such a beautiful way that the water would form beneath the mountain, and he would come down, he would have that water to drink or to make wudu, whatever the case was, and pomegranate would also grow there, or there would be a pomegranate tree there. So he would take the pomegranate and eat that. Then again, he would carry on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone's routine is like this for 500 years, imagine every day just coming, eating one pomegranate, then going back and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his day, his night is spent in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, now listen what Jibreel alayhi salam says further. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, when he will be raised on the judgment day and he will be standing in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will say about him, make my bondman enter paradise by virtue of my mercy. Allah, 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 Allah. So that banda, that slave, will humbly say, oh my Lord, by virtue of my deeds, let me enter Jannah by virtue of my deeds. In other words, he will try to depict that, you know, I worshipped for so long, 500 years, so at least for my ibadat which I have done, make me enter Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, make my bondman enter paradise by virtue of my mercy. Again, that banda will humbly say, oh my Lord, by virtue of my deeds. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will say to the angels, compare the deeds of my bondman with the blessings I bestowed. So take his ibadah, take his good deeds, and take the bounties I have showered upon him, and compare them, and see which one is much more greater. Allah, 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 Allah. So the blessing and the bounty of an eye will surround his 500 years worship, and the blessings of the rest of the body will be more than his ibadat. So his 500 years of ibadat will just be equivalent to the bounty of an eye which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to him. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, make my bondman enter the hell. Because now he said he wants to go because of his deeds, right? And his good deeds is just equal to one bounty, one eye. Now the whole body is still there, and the whole body is way more than his ibadat, his worship, his practices and everything. So if he wanted to go to Jannah because of his deeds, then that's equal now. So now what more deeds does he have? Allah, Allah, Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, make my bondman enter the hell. So he will be dragged towards hell. He will call out, oh my Lord, make me enter paradise by your mercy. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, bring him back. He will be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask him about those blessings which were bestowed upon him in the middle of the sea on a mountain. He will humbly say, oh my Lord, all these things are done by you. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, all these happened because of my mercy, and I make you enter paradise also by my mercy. He then will be made to enter Jannah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly all things are by the virtue of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, did we see how excellent it is to have this beautiful mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person worshipped so much for 500 years? We can never ever worship like that. First of all, our age is not 500 years. 100 years is even, you know, something which is shocking in today's time. 60, 70, 80. If anyone crosses 75, 80, then, you know, we start looking at him with awe. So 500 years age we do not have. And then the ibadat, that 500 years worshipping in such a way that there's no business, there's no family, nothing. Only worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, day and night, ibadat. And still those 500 years of worship. No, no, no. If you want to enter Jannah, you will enter Jannah only with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This shows how beautiful and important it is for us to always be dependent upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah, by Allah. If the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there, we cannot move a step forward. Never in the slightest possibility and understanding should we ever think that, you know, our deeds are of some worthy, or because of our deeds we will have a certain rank, we will enter Jannah, or we will be successful, or this will happen, that will happen. Never, never, never. It is never possible. If we are going to enter the Jannah, it is only going to be with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to be successful, it's only going to be because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is nothing excellent of our actions. Hamara koi kamal nahi hai. It's nothing great, it's nothing good, or it's nothing, you know, excellent of what we are doing. No, 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 no. Everything is only depending upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person shouldn't be hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is very, 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 very vast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive his bandas and loves to forgive, you know, his slaves and his bondsmen. Subhanallah. Very beautifully, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the 25th ayah of Surah Ash-Shura, para 25, Allah Azza wa Jal states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and it is he who accepts repentance from his bondsmen and pardons the sins and knows whatever you do. Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He is the one who accepts the repentance. He is the one who is going to forgive you. He is the one who is going to shower mercy upon you. It means He loves to shower His mercy upon you and He loves to forgive your sins. Subhanallah. A Bedouin humbly asked the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful hadith this is. So the Bedouin asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O beloved Rasul, who will call the creation to account? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah azza wa jal. So that Bedouin humbly asked, will He call the creation to account Himself? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. Thereafter the Bedouin smiled. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the reason for his smile. He humbly said, when the merciful has power over someone, He forgives. When He calls someone to account, He forgives. Allah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this Bedouin has spoken the truth. Be informed that no one is more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the most merciful of all. Subhanallah. In other words, the Bedouin had a sort of ease and comfort that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take our accountability, then, you know, inshallah, you know, we will be successful because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most compassionate, the most kind. Then, you know, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins and He will overlook our sins and He will forgive us, you know, with His beautiful and vast mercy, inshallah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad Nurim min Nurillah. One more thing we need to keep in mind, that it is very, very important, and I would say necessary and incumbent upon a believer to have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person shouldn't be hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means a person, you know, he goes to say that Allah ta'ala cannot forgive me, ma'azallah, or, you know, my sins are so much that I'm not going to be forgiven. No. Islam has also given us this ray of hope, that you have to have the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a beautiful narration this is, that as Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said in his dua, Ya Rab, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and He said, Labbayka Ya Musa. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam humbly said, Ya Allah, You are my creator. What is my status that You replied to me by saying Labbayk? So Allah Azza wa Jal said, I like it that a bondman calls me Ya Rab and I reply to him by saying Labbaik. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam humbly said, Ya Allah, is this for every obedient bondsman? So it was replied, yes, but rather for every sinful person too. Then Musa alayhi salam humbly said, Ya Allah, for the obedient person it is for the sake of his obedience. But why is this favor for the sinner? Ya Allah, if a sinner even calls out, then You reply to him by saying Labbaik. Okay, for an obedient person, we understand, you know, he obeys You. But for a sinner, what's the hikmah, the wisdom behind this? Allah. So it was replied, O Musa, if I reward those who do goodness and do not bestow favor upon the evildoers due to the evil acts, this is not the divine style of my kindness and mercy. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy looks for excuses to forgive His bondsmen. But the only thing you have to do is go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness, shed those tears, you know, let those tears come out. And from the bottom of your heart, with nadamat, with shame, you know, go and ask for forgiveness in the court of Allah. By Allah, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. One more thing a person needs to keep in mind here, and I would like to mention this, that we mentioned do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But this doesn't mean that a person should become fearless. You know, ma'adhallah, some people go to the extent and they say that, no man, let us commit sins, Allah ta'ala will forgive us inshallah. And some people, you know, utter these kinds of bad and filthy statements. It is ma'adhallah as if, you know, they are testing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they are purposely committing sins and they say, no, we are going to be forgiven, we are going to go Jannah, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. No, this is something which believers and mu'mineen shouldn't do, because warning has come against the believers in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A very beautiful hadith. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, wise is he who makes his nafs obedient and prepares for the death, and fool is he who makes his nafs follow desires and despite this holds good expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a fool that his nafs is following his desires. You know, he's doing every wrong thing, he's doing every filthy thing, and then he expects that, you know, he holds good expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, no, it doesn't work like that. Likewise, Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned that no act of foolishness will be greater than this, that a person sows the seed of hell and expects to reap the crops of paradise. He performs deeds of sinful people and looks for the status of righteous people. No, 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 then no act of foolishness is greater than this. Means this person is the biggest fool. He is doing the acts of Jahannam, the sins, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his heart he is keeping the expectation of entering Jannah. It doesn't work like that. As you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever you are going to do, that's what's going to be the outcome. Right? So don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Doesn't mean that you must become fearless and do every sort of wrong thing and say, no, Allah ta'ala will forgive me. No, no, no. You need to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to fear the wrath and the accountability which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take. At the same time, you also need to have the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, a person needs to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do everything, you know, perform his salah, pay his zakat, fast in Ramadan, go for hajj, you know, give sadaqah, give lillah, obey his parents, do all these good things. And, you know, in between, a person does commit sins. You know, we are human beings. As human beings, we do, you know, sometimes slip and we come in the attacks and the traps of shaitan and our nafs, and we do many wrong things, right? But we are doing our ibadat, we are doing our good deeds, and then after we know we did those few wrong things, then we go in the court of Allah and we say, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, shower your special and beautiful mercy, your divine mercy upon us. Right? So a person doesn't leave all good deeds and sit down and say, no, Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful. No, no, he does whatever he needs to do. And then he makes dua in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, whatever I could do, I have done. Ya Allah, yes, there were some shortcomings. Ya Allah, there were some faults, there were some problems. Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving. Forgive me, Ya Allah, and shower your divine mercy upon us. So this is something which we need to keep in mind and something which we need to get straight. Especially this part here. Unfortunately, many people in today's time, you know, when they hear about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they become fearless and then they start doing wrong things. That's not how a believer and how a mu'min is supposed to be. Every moment we should have the fear and the hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned and follow these beautiful teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One very beautiful and effective way of developing this thought and this understanding, as I was discussing, that you know, a person shouldn't be fearless and think that, you know, I can do every sort of wrong thing and I will be forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to save ourselves from this thinking and from this understanding is we should look at the lives of the pious predecessors, the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhimu salam, the awliya-i kiram. Definitely their ibadat, their status, their rank, their martaba is higher than us. We are not even equal to the dust under the Mubarak soles of the feet. We are not even equal to that. In fact, we're not even equal to the dust which kissed the hooves of their beloved horses. So in these excellent and beautiful personalities, despite having that high rank and high maqam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they never ever thought that, you know, our ibadat is sufficient, our practices are sufficient, our namaz is sufficient, our roza is sufficient. No, no, every moment they still worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They still had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They still, you know, worked towards achieving the year after. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha has mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would wake up during the night and offer salah until his blessed feet Mubarak would swell. I humbly asked, why do you do it, although Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven the sins of your preceding and succeeding generations for your sake? Ya Rasulullah, aapke khatir, because of you, for you, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven the sins of those before you and those coming after you. Means that's how great you are, Ya Rasulullah. But why do you still perform ibadat till so late in the night and so much until your Mubarak feet start swelling? So beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, should I not like to become the thankful bondman of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Shouldn't I thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Shouldn't I make shukr in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So look at the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep his blessed zat and his blessed personality in front of you. And think, he is the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That personality because of whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created everything and the entire universe was brought into creation. Then if his situation is such that still he used to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he still performed his salah, he still used to make lots of qiyam and lots of ibadah during the night. This is his maqam, his station. And then where do we fall? Which category are we coming under? Where we considering ourselves that, you know, we can do every sort of wrong and filthy thing and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is definitely going to forgive us, or we have no fear from the wrath of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is not how a believer and how a Muslim and a mu'min should be. We make dua, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the true fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and make our hearts inclined towards the beautiful teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now a question comes to mind that, you know, which deeds can a person do which attains the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So very quickly I will run through just a few of them. Number one is doing the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person does the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, automatically he will receive the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As very beautifully the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, this hadith is present. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, when a bondman does my zikr, I am with him. If he remembers me in loneliness, so I also remember him alone. And if he does my zikr in any gathering, so I do his zikr, means in a better gathering than this. If he gets closer to me one span, means the maximum distance between the tips of the thumb and the little finger. Basically like this, if you have to give an understanding. Right, so if he gets closer to me one span, so my mercy gets close to him one arm, half a yard. And if he gets one arm close to me, so my mercy gets two arms close to him. And if he comes to me by walking, so my mercy comes to him running. Subhanallah. This is one of the ways, means doing the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is one of the ways of attaining the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Number two is having and adopting the fear and the taqwa in your heart, the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as I mentioned now. And very beautifully there's a narration here that Sayyidina Nadar bin Sa'ad rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, if tears flow from someone's eyes out of divine fear, Allah Azza wa Jal will make his face haram for Jahannam. If the tear flows on his cheek, so on the day of judgment, neither will he be disgraced nor be oppressed. If a sad person weeps among some people out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, so due to his weeping, Allah Azza wa Jal also extends mercy to other people. Every deed will be weighed except the tear, and a drop of tear extinguishes the oceans of fire. So this is another beautiful method and way of attaining the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, is to adopt and have the fear in your heart for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Number three, another beautiful way and method of attaining the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is to recite the Holy Quran and the Kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah, 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 Subhanallah. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned the group of people who gather in any of the masajid for reciting the Holy Quran and for learning and teaching it to each other. Peace descends on them, mercy covers them, angels touch them with their wings, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentions them in front of angels. So another effective way of attaining the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we learned three. One is doing the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, having the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, reciting the Holy Quran. And number four, having a devotion and the love towards the masjid, which is the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah. As very beautifully it is mentioned in a blessed hadith, that man alifa al-masjid alifahullah, the one who loves the masjid, Allah Azza wa Jal makes him his beloved. Subhanallah. So these are just few things which we discussed of how to attain the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if we have to learn those things which deprive someone of receiving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a long list there as well. Obviously, disobeying your parents, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, taking usury, taking interest, gambling, drinking alcohol, all of these things here will take you away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as a mu'min, we need to balance ourselves. We need to do those things in which we will attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to refrain ourselves from those things which will take us away from the mercy and the divine rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This topic is so vast that we actually need lots of time to discuss this in detail. Unfortunately, we are coming towards the conclusion of today's silsila and today's beautiful episode. We will inshallah listen to some few Madani pearls and Madani pools and Madani flowers inshallah. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to offer our 5 times daily salah inshallah in the masjid with takbiri ula, with jamaat inshallah. And we will make a habit of continuously performing all our salahs inshallah, as well as those salahs which we have missed. We will inshallah offer the qada salahs as well. Subhanallah. This brings us towards the conclusion of today's episode and today's beautiful silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah. Till then, everyone, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning. It's a bright morning.